Red LK Mobile.
Good today, N0TR.
Happy Thanksgiving, you and Miss Bernice. I'm not working, I'm headed over to my mother's house.
Oh, and for the mass consumables. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours too, Shane. Bernice is upstairs preparing the bird now. It's in the oven. And we got to be leaving at about 1:30, I guess. And, I'm sitting down here and putting a fuse on a firecracker that I tossed out at my neighbor the other day, and it didn't go off because it bounced off the concrete. And so I'm putting a piece of that green fuse on it, you know, to make it go again rather than throw it out. Chad was here yesterday, and every time Tim mows the grass, well, I'll toss a firecracker in behind him on the riding lawnmower, quite a ways from him, of course. And so I told Chad, I said, you stand out there and just watch him. I said, when he gets his back turned, holler. And when he got his back turned, I stepped out from the garage and let him have it. And he waved at me, but not in a nice way, Shane.
I can imagine. That's funny. Waste not, want not. That's not many people would take the time to refuse something like that, Tom.
You just have to see these to understand. What do you want, sweetheart? Oh, she wants me to inspect something here. It looks like dressing, isn't it? Well, I couldn't tell you, but Amy's going to have that gluten-free stuff, too, so I'd say it probably is. Yeah. Okay, well, we got that over with, Shane, but these are just a little bit louder than an inch and a half, but it makes Jim jump out there a little bit. He gets to concentrating on the grass, you know, and it's been a tradition here now for about 13 years.
That's good to have a neighbor like that. I'm sure every time he goes out to cut the grass, he's like, doggone it, here I go.
Watches the bathroom window, but I wasn't up there. I had my lookout scout out there watching for me, and I was hiding behind the garage door there. Shoot, we had a lot of fun yesterday. Chad was down, and he gave me a hand with getting a new refrigerator installed and hauled off the old one to his workshop where he can use it. I went out this morning and mowed the leaves in the backyard, but I put on coveralls and a mask because that cold air bothers me real bad with my heart. So I did that, and Jim didn't get me back. I don't understand that. He must have been busy.
Give him one day, can't you? Yeah, I heard you and Chad talking last night, and Gary. I did work. It was supposed to be my day off. They called and said, asked me to just run to Columbia. Every time they say that, run to Columbia just real short. Go down there and pick up a couple loads and come back. I ended up sitting down there on the clock for 4 hours waiting for a load, and they sent me one, and then they took it back out and gave it to somebody else, and I said, hey, you know, I'm sitting down here, and they said, well, that's just the way it is. You're going to have to wait longer. So I did. I thought I was going to get home about 2:30 or 3 this morning. Ended up getting home almost 6 o'clock.
God bless you, Shane. I don't know how you do it. I'd be running off the road. I couldn't stay awake. I'd have to drink a gallon of coffee to drive like that. I used to have to work. Well, no, I did it 2 years down at the printing plant when our other main plant that I worked at 32 years closed, and then the wheel plant I worked at 4 years, they closed and sent it to Mexico. And so I started working at a printing place down in Joplin, and I'd have to drive 35 miles down and 35 miles back and work from 7 at night till 7 in the morning and then drive home. And one morning I was coming home, and then I heard something go like that, and it was fescue. So from then on, when I got to 4396 Junction, I pulled off the side of the road, locked the doors, and took a half-hour nap.
I've been pretty fortunate. I seem to be able to sleep pretty well. I mean, I don't, there's not nights when I don't get sleepy, but it passes, and I'll do the same thing. If it's too bad, I pull over for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or something, but it's rare. I seem to be able to do it okay. Now, if I'm sitting at home and I think about working, you know, I can fall asleep in a heartbeat, especially when it's my night off. So there's something about working. I don't know what it is. It seems to keep me awake all right. So I'm thankful, because I'd hate to something to happen. But I'm not going to do this forever. This is just kind of a temporary deal to do something a little different.
TR. Well, I can tell you why you don't. It's the first long word that I ever learned how to spell was from Anita Herbin, and she was my first grade teacher. And it was RESPONSIBILITY, and it was sort of like a rhyme to us, responsibility. And you take that responsibility seriously, because you're carrying not only a load, but other people's lives and your own, so that's great. I always put my family first, but I always kept the job was second. And I was on call 32 years for 24 hours a day, and I just figured that, you know, they didn't lie to me when I took the job. They told me what it would be like, and I caught heck at times for going in. Oh, you're getting 4 hours pay, the machinists and the assembly people. I said, yeah, you want to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, come in, work on a overhead crane 50 feet in the air, and then go home and maybe get in bed at 5 o'clock and have to come back in at 7 the next morning? Well, no, but we sure like that 4 hours pay.
It's a responsibility, and I've run into a lot of people over the years, even when I was in package. You know, they're sitting on the docks taking their smoke break or just doing whatever, and, you know, man, you guys make good money. I'd love to work there, and I just look at them, and, you know, I think, well, you probably wouldn't make it, but that's all right, you know. It's not for everybody. It was a hard job at times. It took a lot, but definitely easier now as far as the actual physical work. It's just, you know, back towards the end of the career, so I'm thankful to have it.
I don't know if you've ever experienced it or not, but these machinists, we had welders and we had assembly, and they'd all gripe and groan, I'd say 80% of them. Oh, I hate this job, and the company's stealing from us, and blah, blah, blah. And yet I know some of them that go into the restroom and read a magazine and stay in there for an hour, and they'd always come grumbling to me. I said, well, if you don't like this job, this is the USA. You go find another one. That didn't go over very well.
I'm tired of people that would make comments. This is not UPS employees, but people when I make deliveries, like, you make too much money, or y'all make whatever, and they throw out a number, and I just get tired of it, and I'd say, and the number would be pretty good, you know, and I'd always just shoot back, no, I wouldn't show up to work for that little.
That's a good one. Yeah, and I wasn't making that much, and as the head electrician, over 300,000 square feet of structural and machine tools and that, I made like a quarter of an hour more than they did for many, many years, and finally they acknowledged it and gave me a little more money, but... and then I was dealing with high voltage every day, 480 volts, three phase, and could have been killed at any one time. And I worked up to 65 feet in the air, and I worked out on the roofs in the middle of winter in Kansas. Now, I didn't have a guilty conscience about that quarter at all. Well, I'll tell you what, back there where I lived, if it was just a small town in Kansas, if you got on with UPS, they had a plant there. It was like winning the lottery. It was really hard to get on. But, buddy, they worked hard out there. Well, I've been out there, and there was another place out there I had to go. And now and then I'd have to take a package out there to send in or something for the plant. And I never did see any of them loafing, that's for sure.
No, most of them are good, and they kind of weed out, you know, people that aren't willing to work. The job weeds itself out pretty well, and it was hard to get on. It used to be really hard to get on, but now they are trying to hire so many people, they can't keep people. And, you know, you start part-time, that's how they do it. You got to start out in the warehouse, and that filters them out real quick nowadays. They don't want to get up early or stay late, and they don't want to work hard. And so they're constantly hiring new people now. They just can't keep good workers there.
The greatest appreciation for production workers I ever had was at that plant they had in printing plant. They had an efficiency expert come in. He said, "Oh, you're too heavy in maintenance." So they laid off 9 people, I think it was. And anyways, in order to weed out more, which they wanted to do, if we come in on night shift and they had one of their dopers out there on the line that didn't show up, which was very common, you would go out and take his place. And, you know, a lot of these machines are capable of 12,000 boxes an hour. And I worked behind a gluing machine one night, and it was Ritz cracker boxes, I'll never forget. And when they come flying down the line, I had to take the cartons off, shut the lids on them, I think seal them, put them on a motorized, not a forklift, one of those hand ones, you know, hand trucks with the electric drives on them. I also had to repair those. And I had to take them over and put them in the wrapper when I got so many cases on there. The robot would wrap them up. Now, I'm telling you, by the next morning, after you worked on that line, you really appreciated those production workers out there, kind of like the guys you're talking about.
When you start out doing that, you realize you wake up muscles you didn't know you had, and you know, after a while, you kind of get used to it. But those part-timers work hard, the ones that are there. Now, they're actually, I think personally, we used to work harder. They've gotten soft on them now. They can't. Man, they used to come up and yell at us, call us all kinds of names. You know, I was just happy to have a job, and I'd learn to ignore it or just shoot back at them. If you don't like how I work, then fire me, you know, and that usually shut them up. They'd turn around and walk away because at that point they needed me there, so they knew it didn't bother me anymore. But now that, you know, obviously they don't talk to people quite like that. They've actually gone a little bit the other direction. They're not allowed to, well, it's different. It's a different world than when I started. That's all I can say about that.
Everything is, Shane. It sure is. Well, we are going down there, and they got one family member who has to have gluten-free stuff. Well, Amy's doing the cooking for them, and she's frying a turkey. Bernice is baking the turkey, and Bernice made the cranberry. Bernice is making something else up there. She made the dressing, the regular style dressing, which I love her dressing. And they got it all figured out anyways. And most of the family is excellent, but there's a few down there that's kind of weirdos, but I just tried to ignore them. Well, we got to load that stuff up and take it down there. So I better go up and get dressed up, and then we got to put these granite plates in the cold bags, we call them, and they're also for heat. Load the turkey up in there to keep it warm, and drive 14 miles down there and have an enjoyable Thanksgiving. Then when I come back, I had a tree taken out in the front yard. I'd like to go out there and pick up all that mulch they got and haul it down to the timber. But Chad, he wore me to a frazzle yesterday, running tools back and forth to him up there. We had to modify the cabinets, but thank God for Chad, I'll tell you. I couldn't have done it. I just wouldn't have known how. And so it worked out very well there. Anyway, Chad, nice to hear you. And you have a great day, and I'll tell you, I'm proud of guys like you that got the gumption to work and keep their nose to the grindstone out there and take care of their family. God bless you. Take care, Shane. In 4ZLK in 0TR73.
And I hope you and Miss Bernice enjoy the time. And remember, you know this, you can't pick your, you pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. So enjoy that that feast, and hope you have a good day. I'm headed over to my mother's. My wife had to work this morning. She's still at work for all the people that go out to eat, you know, on Thanksgiving. So she's kind of required to work. We'll do something this weekend with the family. And hope you have a good day. And I heard also you had a little problem with your truck there. I heard that from Chad last night, and I thought that was pretty funny. Hope you get that fixed soon. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I was tired, and I didn't want to have to go up to his place. And he's like a mobile crane. He's so strong. And so we use my little trailer because it's got my car day in it, and stuff slides easier. So I can just take the truck and go up there and slide her off, Chad. He did. Then he told me he had a real bad problem with it last night. It was shimmying about between 120 and 125. Yeah, you just can't trust him. You got to keep your eyeball on him. I got to laugh out of that, too. Take care. Yeah, I don't think that Tacoma would run that fast, but it might. That's 73, Shane. In 4ZLK in 0TR.
It's a good day. N4ZLK. KX, N4ZLK. 3JCA, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KA3JCA. Happy Thanksgiving, Shane.
How are you, Richard? Happy Thanksgiving to you and Sally and Ashley. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day.
I just actually ran in here to answer to her you call. We actually just sat down for dinner, sir.
Sure, just if you'll let me in, I'll make a place for me.
The doors, come on in.
You have a good day. Enjoy your dinner. I'll let you go. You want to eat that food while it's nice and hot.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Are you guys getting ready to eat soon, or have you already eaten? Or you guys going up to Beth's, or people, family coming down here?
My mother's right now. My sister's there and her husband, and one of my brothers, and my mother's husband's daughter and son are there. Beth is at work, so she should be getting off in a couple hours. She's been there since the wee hours of the morning, so I'm going over there for a little while, and then this weekend we're going to do something with the kids, so looking forward to that.
Well, that sounds awesome, sir. Oh, if I would have known you didn't have anything like that, but made you a plate and had you come over real quick.
Out of town, Richard. That'd be quite a drive over there, and I had to get some sleep. I worked last night. Ended up working longer than they told me I was going to. It was kind of like, we really need you. It was my night off, but we really need you. Could you work? It'll be short, but of course that never works out like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've done that before where they tell you, oh, come on in, we only need you a couple hours, and you get there and they need you like 6 or 8 hours.
Quick drive to Columbia, but then I sat there for 4 hours, and even though they had a couple loads, an hour and a half after I got there, they decided to give them somebody else, and when they make a decision, they don't listen to reason, so I'm like, well, they're paying me, so I went back and sat in the tractor and took another nap.
Pick you up then, if that's the case, or when you're ready to go? Okay, it's JCA.
That they send the loads to it, and it gives me an alert. And I set an alarm. I kind of have an idea of when the next one should be ready, and I just kind of keep an eye on it that way. But as soon as that board goes off, I know it's ready.
Is your rig already hooked to the trailer, or do you have to back in and hook everything up and then go?
I stayed off of it because it was the way it was parked. There wasn't a lot of room around it, so I just kind of parked across the way where I could keep an eye on it. And be there pretty quick as soon as they said it was ready. So you can back under them. You know, they just got to let them know. You're supposed to let them know, give them a heads up you're getting under it and hooking up. just so you don't startle the guys inside.
Do that now. Startle one of the guys, the door closes, locks him in. You drive 3 or 4 hours, and when he gets to his destination, they open the trailer and they find him in there.
I've shut the door, the supervisor shut the door, put a seal on it before I even pull away from the dock. But, yeah, that would not be good.
Don't lock anybody in there and then seal it, right?
You might lose their job. However, I have heard rumors from years ago when that's happened a couple times. Driver was being told he had to leave, and he was being fussed at from his supervisors. He needed to pull on his full time, and he was telling them he needed to go, and kept arguing with the loaders, and finally one day, supposedly, he pulled the door down and left. Didn't realize there was somebody in there, but he pulled the door down himself. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but there's always rumors.
What you mean, so. Well, listen, you enjoy the day. And Sally's got her mom and her brother and her sister and her niece and Ashley here. So we're just having a good old meal. They're not a big turkey eater. We take chicken and shred it. And then after it's been cooked in the crock pot till real tender, they put it on a little dab of butter on it and pour evaporated milk on there and then kind of toast it or brown it in the oven. And then put gravy on top of that, so make some rice, and Sally makes a wicked macaroni pie and a dressing, so it's awesome.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the family, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I hope you all have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. I'm almost at my mother's, so that's good timing. We'll talk to you later, Richard, KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
7-3, Shane, talk with you later. And 4ZLK, KA3JCA, clear.
Thanksgiving, everybody. KB4CPA.
Coming to happy Thanksgiving. Killer Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Dave, let's see, KA5WLL. I know the name, but N4ZLK.
Leroy, 7-3.
Have a good day. I appreciate it. You too, Dave. N4ZLK.
Such a rush. I took off without my driver's license, so I hope I don't get pulled over.
Keep down. Going by the fire department in Easley, and they all came out all at once. And I'm hoping that's not my mother's house, but it looks like they got the road blocked up here.
Headed.
Highway 8 here, just coming out of Easley, headed towards, headed east. Yeah, somebody must have burned the turkey because they're running in with the hoses.
I hate that. That's all you need for Thanksgiving.
Stay around here. Hang on. N4ZLK. The ability to be able to read a map comes in handy when I'm trying to find my way through some neighborhoods.
I don't know that much about Easley to cut through anywhere, so or that area anywhere on Highway 8. So good luck.
I found a way around. Just look at pull the map up on my phone, and I used to do that when I was delivering. We'd have a map book, and I'd have to find a street. Take a quick glance at the page, and I could usually get there, even if I didn't know the neighborhood.
The way to do it, hopefully I'll have a nav system on my next car. This one, they were putting them in this car, but this one didn't come with one. I guess I could go to a junkyard and get one.
My wife's car has that. I like having that map on the screen. I'm always been a map reader anyway, and it makes it convenient.
We use it especially on our trips, you know, to show us where the traffic backups are, and then you can I would get on like my wife was driving, I'd get on one of the apps, you know, like Waze app or Google maps or something like that that shows you a way around, you know, the traffic jam, and then it actually saves you time, and you might have to drive a little bit further, but it still saves you time getting to where you're going.
Emergency services stop on the road. They block the whole road nowadays, even if there's a car accident. They box it in with the fire trucks, and even if they have to shut the two or three lanes down, they'll do that. And I understand it, because you get people that not paying attention and get too close and might hit somebody, but it is a little frustrating sometimes, but I know they have a job to do.
CBA. Yeah, most law enforcement officers I've talked with say that their biggest fear is getting hit by a car at a stop. You hear about more and more officers being killed. In fact, I just read about one on Facebook last night. It wasn't in South Carolina, but I think it was Virginia, somewhere like that. But anyway, I guess that's why they do that, so that there's no chance of somebody getting hit.
Completely understand, because especially on the interstates. But anyway, let me let you go. I gotta try to look at the phone and look at where I'm going, and make sure I get there so they don't have to call any more emergency services out. I'd hate for that to happen. Have a good day, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving. And 4ZLK.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, and I'm just a couple of miles away from the house, and so I'll be there shortly, and be careful out there. Enjoy the rest of your day. KV4CBA.
Biden says, Happy Easter, W4WOZ.
This was, how are you doing?
Well, Dave, I'm getting ready for the big day. Everybody's supposed to show up around 3 o'clock. And before they eat, I'm going to make them clean up my yard and mow my grass over.
Sounds like a deal there, huh? I'd take somebody up on that. Yard doesn't look too bad, but I could run the mower over it and pick up the few leaves that are on it, and it's just got a leaves scattered all over it, but they're not ton of them. They're not, and it's not really covering the grass much at all. It's just kind of splotchy here and there.
The backyard gets kind of big behind the house. Sometimes it gets overwhelming, especially during the summer. But it's manageable. We're able to keep it up so far. And I hope you have a Thanksgiving day, a wonderful one today. Are you out and about, or are you at home?
Headed back to the house. We just finished our get together, and I'm headed back to the house, and we got a couple of the grandkids with us, so we'll have our hands full. There's my wife. I guess I better answer that.
Well, I just wanted to mention Joe Biden has told everyone to have a thank Easter, a real good one. So have a good afternoon, Dave. Enjoy your day, and I hope you get to eat all you can possibly hold. From the land of Oz, W4WOZ.
And we'll talk to you later.